At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, it's AWOD on the Road presented by Cowan Gates, live from Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC kickoff. And we got a superstar with us right now from SMU, Coach Rhett Lashley. What's going on, Coach?
Man, happy to be here talking season, media days. It means we're about a week from getting football started.
Well, I want to start with how impressed I was with you here last year at ACC kickoff. I mean, I just felt like you came in here with a demeanor of, we're going to come in here, we're going to win. And Everybody was like, well, I don't know about that. SMU, are they that great of a program? And then you did win. And you haven't lost an ACC game yet.
Yeah, we felt like coming in last year we belonged. You know, we were defending champs of the league we had been in, not this league, but we were still defending champs. And we had a lot of players back who knew how to win and had won 11 games a year before. And we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how it would go. We knew that people didn't expect a lot of us. But we felt like we had a team that could compete and belonged. And so that was our confidence. And, you know, we were able to prove it.
Did you feel like there was a point last season where you guys started really clicking, or was it just from start to finish?
No, I mean, I think, you know, when we made the quarterback change after our third game, you know, we beat TCU, who's our rival, pretty well at home, and then we were able to beat Florida State well in our first ACC game. So I think that kind of gave some excitement and confidence. But when we went on the road the next week and won at Louisville, I think that's what really catapulted our season and gave our guys and everyone in our program the confidence to know, like, we can actually compete for this thing. Because to go and win on the road against the program as good as Louisville, top 25 team, that was a big deal. And I think from then on, our guys just played with a ton of confidence.
Do you think your guys feel like this year, hey, you were the hunters, now you're going to be the hunted?
You know, to some degree, we're a little bit the hunted, but we're not going to be picked to win the league. You know what I mean? And nobody really thinks we'll end up in Charlotte again. There's 17 teams in our league. You know, Clemson, in my opinion, is the preseason number one team in America. You know, Miami's loaded as always. I think Louisville is absolutely one of the best teams in our league nobody's talking about. And that's before about 13 other schools I could talk about, right? So, and we got to play all of them. So, I don't think people are expecting us to do anything special again. I think they're expecting us to be competitive. You know, we're not going to be a surprise, but nobody expects us to be back here. So in some degrees, we got to prove it all over again.
So why do you believe you belong back in Charlotte?
Yeah, I just believe in our program. I believe in the foundation and the culture we have. I believe in our coaching staff. I think we have the best defensive coordinator in America, Scott Simons. And I think we have the best quarterback in the league and in our state, and Kevin Jennings. I think he's proved it time and time over. And so having guys like that, and the other guys that are here today, Isaiah Wachovia, Logan Parr, Alex Kilgore, and a bunch of other players on our team, that's what gives you confidence as a coach that you can compete to get back here.
What does quarterback Kevin Jennings need to do to improve his game?
Yeah, I mean, I just think it's going to – he's got 11 starts under his belt now, and experience helps. He's had a fantastic offseason. He's become the unquestioned leader of our team. He's probably added 10 or 12 pounds physically that'll help him hold up throughout the year. Look, he played 11 games last year, and he played exceptional in 9 of them. He had 2 poor games, Duke and Penn State. We were somehow won one of them. So, you know, I think in those 2 games he turned the ball over to high level, but in the other 9 he really didn't. And so he's just got to avoid those games where the turnovers kind of snowball. He's got to continue to be the playmaker he is while also valuing the football a little bit. And I think that comes with experience and trust the guys around him. He doesn't have to make the great play every time. He's going to make it plenty of times. We have full faith and confidence in him. Our team does. And I think that's what excites you as a coach, because if you have a quarterback, you have a chance, and if you don't, you don't. We have one.
Joined by SMU head coach Rhett Lashley, I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. The success of last season, the first year of the CFP, the 12-team college football playoffs, you're in there. Whether or not you won a game or not, you're in there.
Yep.
How has that helped you in the offseason, transfer portal, NIL, and all that?
Oh, man, it's huge. It validates everything. You know, there was 12 teams playing for a national championship last year, and we were one of them. You know, I saw a graphic the other day about the top 10 programs that are most likely to make their first college football playoff this year, and we weren't on that list. We're not eligible for that list, right? And so, you know, to me, it just continues to validate back-to-back 11 wins, moving to the ACC, a new football facility, all the support and investment we have. To go out and validate it with winning is important, and I think that's why we have a top 20 recruiting class right now. We feel like we have a program and a team that can compete again this year. Again, sustained success is harder than success. We got our work cut out for us, but a lot of that stuff gives you confidence.
You've been in college football for a while, but the success that you had last year, you got national recognition. How'd that make you feel?
I mean, talking about me or our school?
No, you. I mean, Coach of the Year award, yeah, finalist, ACC Coach of the Year, national semifinalist.
Same thing we tell our players. All individual goals flow through the team. And because we had a good team, I got to represent our team and our staff and a lot of those things. I have been around, as you said, 18 years, and whether I've coached in two national championship games, and I've been fortunate to do a lot. You know, being a head coach and a quarterback's a lot alike. When you win, you get too much credit. When you lose, you get too much blame. We won 11 games, made the playoffs, so I was happy to represent our staff and team last year with all that attention. And it just means our program's back on the national stage and headed in the right direction. But if you do it for personal accolades, then you're not going to make it very long.
So I want to go back to your quarterback, Kevin Jennings. The ACC claims to be the conference of quarterbacks. What helps when you had the number one overall pick in Cam Ward?
Absolutely.
So what do you think Kevin Jennings' future could be on Sundays?
You know, Kevin's technically got 2 years left. We'll see. It's a really good quarterback class. You know, I think after the Clemson game, he was going to be in everybody's top five and all those things. And then we didn't play well against Penn State, so that threw some cold water on it, which is fine. It motivates us, it motivates him, but it doesn't change who he is. He's one of the most dynamic playmakers in college football. If you watch the ACC championship game, like, I have the most respect for Cade Klubnik. I recruited him out of high school. I think he's a fabulous player, fabulous person. He deserves all the attention he's getting. And if you watch the second, third, and fourth quarter of that championship game, our guy outplayed him hands down. They couldn't score, and they couldn't stop us. And it had a lot to do with Kevin Jennings. And so I think he showed the country a glimpse of, you know, what his ceiling is. And so, you know, the challenge is just to continue to be himself, stay humble, work hard, play through his teammates, and just become more consistent with that. But I think he proved he can carry us, and we can beat anybody with him behind center for us.
Coach Rhett Lashley here. Lastly, you know, last season, you make it to the college football playoffs, and you talk about that graphic, like, you're not eligible to be the first team in. What experience did you learn from that? I mean, you're in there. Yes, you took the L. You had a tough defeat there. But, you know, there were hundreds of teams that didn't get that moment.
Yeah. It honestly validated more that we belong to us. Even in that game that we didn't play well, we totally belonged on that field. Our defense played good enough to win. We moved the ball up and down the field, threw two pick sixes, scored 3 points and four trips inside the 10. Like, we did all the things you do to lose offensively in a football game in a hostile environment against a great opponent. But we knew on that field we belonged, just like we could tell on that Clemson field we belonged. So I think it actually gives us more confidence. We'd also not been on that stage in a long, long time. So the old saying, act like you've been there before, we couldn't.
Yeah.
We hadn't. Now we have. So it's going to be a long road to get back to that stage, but the next time our program finds ourselves on that stage, we can say, act like we've been here before, because we have.
Yeah. Coach, I'm picking you, and I'm picking the Mustangs.
Oh, gosh. Please don't do that.
I love the confidence, man. I'm fired up. You got me so excited last year, and you had a tremendous success. So good luck again this year.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you so much.
All right, appreciate it.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the most college football talk in town, and we are live from ACC kickoff in Charlotte, North Carolina, joined by one of the voices of the ACC, Tom Luganville. What's going on, Tom?
Not much, man. Just getting things kicked off here.
Absolutely. Yeah. So last year I felt like the expectation was this league's got to get two teams into the college football
right.
playoffs. And they did. You know, at the end of the season, it was kind of maybe a little bit lucky to mm-hmm. get in, but they did. Again, this year, got to get two teams in, right? I mean, with the 12-team college football playoffs, if the ACC is going to be a power conference, they got to get two reps, right?
I think so. I think from a relevancy standpoint, I think that's a key. But the way you ensure that happens is that you perform well in your non-conference early season games. That week one for this conference is really, really important because it sets a tone. It creates credibility. All of those things are very, very important for the viability of the league. But I think the thing that's interesting to note is – you know, you got to get two in, but with the current climate of college football and the transactional nature of all of these rosters, you're not really going to know which two you think you know because you want to lean towards brands, right? But then you look at last year, and SMU comes out of nowhere,
yeah,
and finds themselves in the college football playoffs. So, I think you know it's harder now than ever before to prognosticate and project because there's such a transactional nature to the sport. That it's hard to maintain your team integrity, your team pillars, your principles, your locker room, your chemistry. And so, you know, we used to all sit around and during talking season and make educated guesses. Well, now they're becoming less and less educated.
Tom Luganville with us here. So I feel like the big storyline is Bill Belichick. I want to move past that to Dabo Sweeney's Clemson Tigers. Are they legit national championship contenders?
I think so, and it's been a couple of years in the making. And I, you know, I think you've got to give Dabo Sweeney a lot of credit because he's taken a lot of negative heat because he wasn't willing to go do what everybody told him he had to do to, you know, maintain stability and to be a premier player in college football. And instead, he never deviated from the path. The core foundation of the program is evaluate, recruit, and retain. Well, when you look at this Clemson roster, they don't have a lot of guys, you know, jumping out of the team and into the portal. So, you know, they've been able to maintain kind of what I referenced earlier, that team chemistry, those foundational pillars of what your program's about. Because I think every program is in danger of ruining their locker room because of the transfer portal. If you're going to have 20, 30, 35, 40 guys going in and out each and every year, you're going to make mistakes, right? And the question is, how damning are those mistakes? Well, Clemson has been shielded from that a bit because they haven't gone that deep down that road. And so you look at their player development, the fact that they got a ton of upperclassmen, particularly on defense. Those freshman wide receivers are now sophomores. Cade Klubnik has worked himself into being a premier guy. And, you know, it's interesting to, you know, people forget that Clemson went on an incredible run of not missing on a quarterback. And then they did.
Yeah.
And when
DJ.
And when that happens, it affects everything else. You get the quarterback position right, you solve a lot of other problems. And so when they finally missed, then they became mortal.
Yeah.
And that's at the end of the day, that's what everybody's trying to do is if, you know, Clemson's got great players, right? But you can have great players and have bad quarterback play and not be a very good football team.
So it all revolves around the quarterback. Who would you say are the top three quarterbacks in this conference?
Listen, obviously, Carson Beck has played a lot of football. I think he's going to be an entirely different type of player than what they had with Cam Ward. But nevertheless, he's played significant snaps, high-level games, high-level performances. Cade Klubnik, as you referenced, I think is one. I think a guy that's kind of flying under the radar, and they probably want him to be, is C.J. Bailey at NC State. Mm. Had a really, really good year last year as a true freshman under difficult circumstances. Couple of guys I'm really looking forward to. I want to see who's going to be the quarterback at Syracuse. You know, if it's Steven Angeli, you know, he played really well in a reserve role for Notre Dame in limited duty, but when he played well. I think that was a big pickup in the offseason. There's no doubt in my mind. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with Gio Lopez at North Carolina, Chandler Morris at Virginia. Those guys, again, have played a lot of football, and that's the goal in the portal, is not just to go get a guy who was a high-profile player coming out of high school that everybody wanted, but rather to go get the guy that's played a ton of football that you know more about what you're getting. So I think that adds some strength to the league top to bottom.
Joined by Tom Luganbill, who's the lead analyst for ACC Network Primetime Games alongside Wes Durham. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Richmond's home for UVA and Virginia Tech. We'll start with UVA as they're here today for Media Day. This is a year where I feel like it's make or break for Tony Elliott.
Yeah.
They had the unfortunate situation of course, a few years ago, and he was the right guy for the job at that moment there, and he's done a great job leading the program, but now it's about W's on the field.
Yeah.
And they've got an exciting quarterback for the first time in Chandler Morris.
They do, and he's got his best roster that he's had overall, right? And look at who they don't play on their schedule.
Right.
It's the best schedule, and sometimes you need that, right? Sometimes that has to play a role in getting over the hump. You know, I had Virginia twice last year, and I think that, you know, they're incrementally getting better, little bits and pieces here and there. It just hasn't all come together at once, and it hasn't been fast. I think there's reasons for that. You know, at a place like Virginia, you know, you don't have the resources in name, image, and likeness that some of your competitors do. You have academic restrictions that may not allow for you to target certain players in the portal that maybe you'd have a shot at. So you're going to have to manage that. So, you know, and that's the same way at Cal and particularly at Stanford. So I think those are things to consider. But without question, it's the best roster that they've had.
Adam Epstein here with Tom Luganbill live from Radio Row here, ACC kickoff. So Chandler Morris, 24 years old, was awesome last year. How would you describe what kind of quarterback you think he can be for UVA?
Well, he's got to stay healthy. At the end of the day, that's all it comes down to, because he is – repeatedly won quarterback battles and then hasn't been able to hold on to the job because of injury. And so, listen, coach's kid, really smart, knows where to go with the football. I think he's going to be decisive. I think he's going to be accurate. And he's seen a lot. There's not going to be anything he hasn't seen. I definitely think it's an upgrade, because while we saw a lot of flashes from Anthony Calandria, we also saw a lot of peaks and valleys, right? And there was never any level of consistency across the board. And at the end of the day, that's what you got to have at the quarterback position. You can't be an up and down player like this, or you're never going to have any stability under center. I think that's probably the number one thing that he'll bring to the table for them, is to stabilize the position.
Yeah, I really think they're hoping he can bring the highs of Calandria without the lows.
Without the lows, absolutely. And then protecting the football, managing the game. You know, everybody always talks about a game manager, and it seems to take on a negative connotation. I've never met a coach that doesn't want his quarterback to manage the game. I don't care how talented you are. If you're really, really talented, you don't manage the game. It doesn't matter how talented you are. So I think he'll do a much better job of that.
Tom, over to the Hokies, and similar situation, make or break year for Coach Pry, new coordinators on either side, but same quarterback in Kyren Drones here, and I think they will say he was not healthy at the end of last season.
Sure.
But I don't know that I saw the highs that you need to have at Virginia Tech, because Coach Pry needs to keep his job.
Yeah, very, very streaky. I do think that the offense that they're going to run with Phillip Montgomery is going to be a really good fit for him.
Okay.
A little more spread-based, a little more move the launch point, you know, move the quarterback around, shifts, motions, get into some more spread elements where I think is where he's good, more half-field reads. The components, I think, are there for him to take a step, but you're right, incredibly streaky. And it's hard to maintain consistency if you're streaky and you're injured. And I think that was a combination of two things there. Now, defensively, I think they're going to be pretty good. That front seven, almost everybody's back. You've got a lot of upperclassmen. You've got a lot of experience there. Going to have to retool the back end just a little bit. But you're right. It's a make-or-break year for, you know, both Virginia schools. I don't think that's overstating anything. But you're right. I think, you know, I've always believed if you have a quarterback, you have a chance.
Yeah.
Right? And Kyren Drones and Chandler Morris have shown enough to say, hey, we're good enough to get it done. They haven't been able to do it week in and week out, quarter in, quarter out, half in, half out. That's what's got to happen for both of those quarterback positions to stabilize.
And for Coach Brent Pry, you know, I love his energy. I love what he brings in terms of recruiting locally in the DMV. But I think the fan base is all pissed about last year. They had time management issues. Mm-hmm. They had penalties with too many guys on the field, mistakes, and then not closing out games. They were ahead against Miami.
Yeah.
They came back and took the lead against Vanderbilt. They just couldn't close games.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's where the margin of error is so thin. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, most games aren't won, they're lost. Now, if there's a major talent discrepancy, you know, you can get away with making mistakes and still win the game. But now, particularly with the transfer portal and the fact that we have so much player movement, it's thinned the herd. So the margin of error is so thin when it comes to winning and losing and being in one possession games that mistake you make that the other team doesn't could be the difference. So no question, penalties, turnovers, game management, those things play a pivotal role and really jumped up and bit them a year ago.
Tom Luganville from the ACC Network, working alongside Wes Durham. Really appreciate you taking the time to join us today, man.
You bet, man. Thanks for having me.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. AWOD on the road all week long, presented by Cowan Gates. Here in Charlotte, North Carolina for the 2025 ACC kickoff. And joining us right now from SMU, it is Logan Parr. What's going on, Logan?
Nothing much. Happy to be here.
Of course. And SMU stepped into the ACC last year and was fantastic. And now it's like, can this team run it back? They still have not lost an ACC game. Is that pressure, or is that just, you know, you guys feel it and it's like, hey, we have expectations now?
It's an accomplishment that we're very thankful of reaching. We think we can continue that streak, and I think we have a good team to continue it.
It is awesome how Coach Rhett Lashley came in here last year with a lot of confidence. It was, hey, we're not just in here to be in the conference. We're in here to win the conference, and the team has all of this success, and you bring back your quarterback. And I feel like that is so important in this era, the transfer portal, especially with quarterbacks just staying in the conference but going to different teams. What's it like, you know, blocking for Kevin Jennings?
Kevin's such a great leader and one of my best friends as well. It's awesome to have someone that I can trust behind me and knowing that he's going to put us in the best situation to win every game.
I feel like last year you heard people calling him Lamar Jackson light, the way he was running around the backfield. And, you know, we cover the Commanders and Jayden Daniels, and when I had one of their offensive linemen on the show, he kept talking about how awesome it is to block for a quarterback that scrambles. Mm-hmm. Because now it's tough because you got to make sure you don't go downfield, but it's like that clock in your head is always ticking because, you know, hey, if I keep blocking, they might be able to make a play. What's that like for you?
So Kevin has the experience of playing a lot of football, and him being able to make plays extend for 10 seconds at a time sometimes and find the best play downfield is something that I haven't seen before. And it's really cool to be on the field while that's happening.
I want to start with your high school career and what it was like getting recruited out of high school, because things have changed in the last 10 years with NIL, transfer portal, and all that.
So I was highly recruited out of high school. I first went to Texas out of high school, and being a San Antonio kid, it was close to home. It's where my parents could come to my games, and it was really a cool experience to be able to have them come to games. After I got my undergrad at Texas, I transferred to SMU, and I've gotten two master's degrees there. Probably going to work on my third this upcoming year, and something I'm really excited about.
Man, so it sounds like education is a huge part of your college life, man.
Yes, sir. So I picked – also picking Texas. Texas was a great school. But like I said, coming to SMU, getting that experience in the classroom, meeting the connections, all that is something that I'm very thankful for.
Can you kind of compare what it was like at Texas and now being at SMU?
So Texas has a bigger alumni base, while SMU is smaller. I like the smaller aspect of it because it allows me to connect with more people around the program because they feel like they have – more reach in the program. There are a lot of connections that I've had at Texas, and I'm happy to meet those, but I'm very excited about being at SMU where I am now.
Joined by a tackle from SMU, Logan Parr, here at ACC Kickoff. So I want to dive into the fact that, you know, SMU has a lot of expectations this year. You bring back your quarterback. Your coach had all this success last year. As a line, how do you guys feel like you've developed?
So we have a lot of young guys growing and getting a lot better. We brought in a couple new guys, Addison Nichols, Josh Bates, and I think we have a great culture. I really do. I don't think I've been a part of a line that hangs out as much as we do, and I think we're going to have a great year coming up.
So what was high school football like for you? Because we hear, you know, you were in Texas. What we hear, it's just like Friday Night Lights. I mean, that was one of my favorite shows. We hear it's the greatest thing since sliced bread in Texas. What is it like actually playing high school football there?
So we had a great community. A lot of people came to our games. We'd sell out our home crowd almost every game. And we were really good when I was in high school. I went to O'Connor in San Antonio, and it's something that I'm going to hold for the rest of my life.
What is it going to take for you to reach the next level and play on Sundays?
For me, I think it's just being as technically sound as I can. I'm a really strong guy, and I play like it. I'm the strongest guy on our team. I like to say I'm the strongest guy on the field any given Saturday, and I think if I can lean into that, I think I'll have a great.
Logan, I really appreciate you joining us. Logan Parr with us here from SMU. So we do a segment, Dude Food, on my show. I love to eat. Can you explain what it's a game day meal like for you?
So game day, I eat a really big breakfast. If it's a night game, I eat a really big breakfast because I don't like eating a lot right before.
Okay. So what's in that breakfast?
Pancakes, toast, eggs, bacon, sausage, anything I can get, basically, because I'm not trying to eat too much right before the game starts.
Okay, so you eat a big breakfast, mm-hmm. and then that's it for the rest of the day?
Well, I have for lunch, I'll have, like, two sandwiches.
Okay.
Just, yeah, get a little nap in, wake up, maybe eat, like, a salad or something right before the game, but I like to get all my carbs in before so I can feel fresh and ready for the game.
Okay, and then what is your drink of choice on the sideline? Is it Gatorade? Is it Powerade? Is it water?
I'm a big Element fan. So
What is that?
So it's like these little pouches that you pour into your waters.
Okay.
I love those. I try to drink as many of those as I can. They just came out with like the sparkling water little can. So it's basically like a Gatorade. You're getting the same kind of contents of a Gatorade, but in like a sparkling water. So it's a nice little changeup, and I love them.
All right, so you're playing a primetime Friday night game. You get a big win. Are you going out to get some food after the game?
Yes. There's a lot of places in Dallas that I go to. Honestly, I like to say I'm a food connoisseur, so I try to pick a different place every single time.
Okay. So give me an example of a spot do you like.
So I'm a big Mexican food place.
Okay, me too.
Mexican food pan.
Now, my thing with Mexican food is you got to get a burrito or fajitas because tacos don't fill me up.
Well, yeah, I get like four plates usually. I'm not going to lie. I go tacos. I go enchiladas. But we try to go hole-in-the-wall places because that's the best kind of place. And honestly, I can't really pronounce a lot of those places. But I kill it.
Yeah. So the O-line will like go out as a crew and get 100 plates?
Well, I mean, we have our little dinners, but I like going out with my parents after the game.
Okay.
Because they like coming up. They drive 5 hours from San Antonio to Dallas every game. So we put in work. We put in work at the dinner table.
Well, that's awesome. I think that's so cool that your parents make that trip. What's it like playing in front of them?
I mean, I'm a really family-oriented person, and I want my parents to be at everything that they can. Like, it's awesome that they see me excelling, and I'm representing what they helped bring me to.
So SMU is coming into a big season here in the ACC. How do you guys feel like the success of last year has set you up to have continued success this year?
I think we've always had a great culture, and that's something that we always lean on. We have that going into this year, and I think we're going to have just as great as a year as we did last year.
Really appreciate you taking the time, Logan. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, here with a senior tight end for the Stanford Cardinals, Sam Roush. What's going on, Sam?
What's up? How we doing?
Doing good. You look good in that suit, man. Do you wear suits very often?
I don't. I had to learn how to tie this tie this morning. So it's my buddy Cole Breelers back at Stanford.
Yeah. So what method did they teach you about tying a tie? Because I have my own method.
So I did the double something knot.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what that is? Double
Windsor, maybe?
Double Windsor. It
yeah.
was a double
I like
Windsor
that. Knot. And you got the little dimple at the top.
Oh, yeah?
That's how you know it's done right.
Really?
Yes. Like
I
right.
Wasn't sure.
See that right there?
I do.
If
I
you have that dimple,
it.
It's good.
All right.
That's a good
Sounds
tie.
Good.
So you look good, man. You ready for a good season at Stanford?
I'm ready.
Absolutely. So I want to kind of walk us through here your years at Stanford and how you feel like your game has improved.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I came in freshman year. I played all 12 games, mostly on special teams. I think I had something like the second most special team snaps in the country. So I was a big special teams guy. Play a little bit in short yardage goal line situations as a tight end too, but we ran mostly 11 personnel, so a lot of special teams. It was good to kind of build some confidence, get developed through the season. Then obviously new coaching staff came in. Coach Byam, who's been my tight end coach for the last two or three years, I owe a lot to him. I mean, I think he's done a great job with me and the other guys in the room. Really helped me with, you know, some of my run blocking technique and ability, and inline blocking, and then obviously pulling on counter, which is an awesome play. And then in the pass game, I think the biggest thing that has helped me is just building confidence, my ability to kind of get open at the top of routes, get separation, catch the ball with contact. Those are the biggest points for me, I think, in the last 3 years.
So Stanford's added a little NFL flavor.
Yes, sir.
With Andrew Luck and Frank Reich. What have they brought to the Cardinals?
Yeah, I mean, that's something that we're all really excited about back at Stanford. But, I mean, obviously putting in a whole new offense with Coach Reich, it's going to be a lot different this year. We're going to run the ball a lot, and I'm super excited about that because it opens up a lot of opportunities in the pass game. Andrew Luck, I mean, he's amazing. He's always been really involved with Stanford football. I'd see him ride around campus on his bike with his little bucket helmet. It's pretty unique, but... No, he's always been involved, and now it's great to kind of have him at the helm as the general manager, and he's working every day to, you know, help us have success.
Well, that's great to hear, and we cover the Washington Commanders, who have an unbelievable tight end from Stanford in Zach Ertz.
Yes.
Have any former NFL tight ends reached out to you?
Oh, yeah. So Zach Ertz was actually back on campus during spring ball for a practice, and that was awesome. He came and talked to us as the tight ends, and he watched our practice, and, you know, he was giving us some tips on the top of our routes. So
yeah.
that's something that he really excels at, and he's a unique athlete.
So what advice did he give you?
Yeah, so mostly in our red zone routes. He's the way that he breaks the top of his routes, I don't know if you've noticed this, but it's pretty unique. He cuts off his inside foot. Most guys don't have the ability to do that. I don't have the ability to do that, but he was teaching me some things with getting open, specifically in the red zone. I mean, that's for a tight end, separation at the top of routes is probably the most important thing that you can do.
I love that. Can you give me a little more detail about what you mean about the inside foot?
Yeah, so when you're breaking on your route, right, you want to cut off your outside foot. That way you have leverage to kind of take an expansion step and get that first step of separation. Zach Ertz will cross over. So if he's cutting to the right, he'll cross over with his right foot and plant off that and then kind of swing his hips around to get open. if I were to do that, I'd slip about half the time. But he's figured out a way to make it work, and you know, obviously he's had a lot of success with it. So that's why I say he's a unique athlete in that sense.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't have the detail like you had, but we noticed how at the end of the season he was boxing out his defenders in the red zone so well and getting into the end zone so much with that. And as a tight end, being a red zone threat is so important.
It's critical. It's critical. Yeah, I mean, that's if you can develop that trust with your quarterback where, like, hey, I don't care if there's a guy on your back, I'm throwing you the ball, and then you can consistently, you know, make that catch and maybe you can get a couple extra yards. I mean, that's something that creates a lot of production, and obviously Zach Ertz does a great job of that.
Playing that position, why do you think Ertz and George Kittle and Travis Kelce, and then even go back to like Antonio Gates and Tony Gonzalez, have been able to have sustained success at an older age? Why is it that you think some older tight ends are able to just still contribute in the NFL?
Yeah, I'd say it probably comes down to process and consistency. So, you know, I don't know too many of those guys personally, but I'd assume, you know, they've got a detailed process of how they take care of their body, how they prepare for games, how they prepare for practice. You know, what are they watching on film? And they stick to that, right? So they're not negotiators. They're not negotiating with themselves, oh, I'm in fall camp, I'm at the facility 14 hours a day, right? That just you give yourself leverage to negotiate with yourself. They're not doing that, right? They're sticking to their process. They're detail-oriented. They're the best at getting better. And, you know, as their physical attributes decline, their mental attributes actually get sharper because they've been in the league longer. They've got that experience. They've got the confidence in themselves. And you know, that's something that I can continue to work on is sharpening the mental attributes, because eventually my physical attributes are going to fade, right?
So you just got to keep pounding it, keep grinding it, and find your little detail that can give you an edge. Really enjoying this conversation with Sham Roush here, senior tight end for Stanford. I want to ask about the transition to the ACC and what's that been like?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, the ACC is an incredible conference. I grew up, my dad played safety at Duke, and so I grew up a Duke football fan, actually. And, you know, so I know about these teams in the ACC real well. Grew up watching them, playing at Clemson, playing at NC State last year. That was pretty incredible. I grew up in Chapel Hill too, so I've got the ability for more family friends to come out to games. I love it, and in my opinion, the extra 2 hours on the flight, that's not horrible. You know, we're getting on the plane either way, and when the ball rolls out, you know, we're ready to go. So,
Sam, I gotta ask you. We were all laughing about your photo here with your glasses.
Yep.
A little tape. So, what? You're not wearing the glasses anymore?
No. Well, I mean, it's Nerd Nation, right? So, I don't necessarily need glasses. So, I don't wear them out and about. But you know, every once in a while, maybe for team photos, I'll throw them on.
But you're on Team Nerd Nation, huh?
I am. This is Nerd Nation. I don't know if you've seen the old picture. It was Shane Skov and one or two other guys. They had the. They had the glasses on for an interview.
So I love that.
That's kind of where it comes from.
I mean, I feel like in the last 10 years, it's become more and more cool to be nerdy.
Oh, yeah.
To read books and just to be smart.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that it's a bad thing to be smart. But, it's just kind of a fun thing we do. I think we're trying to turn it into like a little bit of a tradition. But it's all the tight ends wear the glasses and team photos.
I think it's a great look, man. I appreciate you joining the show here. So let's talk about the expectations for Stanford this season.
Yeah. I mean, I could talk about the material expectations all day long, but at the end of the day, it comes to, you know, accomplishing our standards, right? We want to be process driven. We don't want to be, you know, goal. We don't want to be driven by the end goal, right? It's about the process. So, you know, we're going to be the best at getting better. We're going to be best at watching film. Right, preparing for games. We're going to dominate the details. We're going to practice with relentless effort, because that's how you play, right? You're going to play or you practice. We're going to hold each other accountable. I think that's the most important thing that stands out to me, is making sure with the young guys, the other guys in your position group, if I'm going to go up and watch film, I need to at least, you know, bring one or two guys with me. And that's part of what it means to be a good teammate, is, you know, not necessarily making the popular decision, right? Oh, you can go chill. Like, don't worry about it, right? You got to hold guys accountable. And the good thing about Stanford is we've got really motivated players and people, and they embrace that.
You know, when I was growing up playing sports, I was told practice makes perfect. And then I was told by another coach, no, perfect practice makes perfect
play. I've heard that one before.
Yeah. What does that mean to you?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going out there at practice and you're just kind of BSing, right, you're not taking it seriously. Andrew Luck actually said this last night. He was like, when I go to practice, I treat it emotionally like a game. because if I don't do that, then like I don't know how I'm going to respond to the game, right? So when you practice, you want to make it as realistic as possible without, obviously, like, I mean, you can't play a game every day in practice.
Right, you don't want to hurt yourself.
You get hurt in like 2 weeks, but...
it's the mindset.
You want to make it as realistic as possible, especially mentally, because that's as close as you can get to perfect practice.
Well, Sam, thanks so much for the time, man, and good luck this season.
Of course, yeah, thanks for having me on.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. AWOD on the Road, presented by Cowan Gates. Live from Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC kickoff, and I love this event because you sit down with the biggest names in college football, and guys you'll probably be watching on Sunday eventually. Joining us right now from the U is Akeem Mezidor. What's going on, man?
Everything's good. How you doing?
I'll tell you, that suit is sharp. How'd you get set up with that?
This suit is pretty old, actually. It was from our New York Bowl game, and I was a guy who was invited to go to the stock exchange, so they got me a suit, and it's the same one.
So being a guy from Ontario, can you kind of tell me what recruiting was like to land at Miami?
Recruiting is difficult coming out of Ontario because a lot of people, they talk down on Canadian talent, Canadian just the competition, right? So in order for me to get recruited, I had to go back and forth from America and back. I'd go from Ottawa to Detroit, Ottawa to Indiana, Ottawa to Ohio. I do a bunch of traveling with my coach from back home in order to put my name on the map. And it's slow because when coaches watch your film, the competition isn't what they want it to be, so they can't really get a great evaluation on you. But I was fortunate enough to come down and play football down in the States for my senior year of high school, and then I was able to get my recruitment blown up.
So going back and forth like that, I mean, that's got to be hard for you. When did that start? What age were you?
It started when I was 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going back and forth, and this is your coach kind of saying, hey, if you want to make it to the next level, this is what it's going to take.
Yeah, so it was me along with a bunch of other guys, and he has, like, before my generation, he has brought a few guys back and forth, and he had guys who went to Penn State, went to Michigan, went to Rutgers. So he knew what it looked like. And he told me, if you really want it, this is what it takes and this is what you have to do. And if you do this, you'll have the potential to change your life.
I love that story, man. It's great sitting here with Akeem Mezidor from Miami, a defensive lineman. So I want to talk about the team as a whole and the expectations, because it just feels like Coach Cristobal's been building. And last year, you had the number one quarterback in America, this unbelievable record, and then the season kind of falters at the end. So as a group, what do you feel like your expectations are for this season?
Our expectations are obviously we want to start the season strong, but we need to finish the season strong. A big issue Miami has had throughout the years is that we can't finish. And that's the biggest emphasis, is to finish this year and take every game seriously, game by game, week by week. We got to just dominate.
You bring in quarterback Carson Beck, and of course, with the transfer portal, you never know where your quarterback's going to come from. He comes from a great program at Georgia. He helped lead to the college football playoffs. What's it been like integrating him into the unit?
Well, Carson's a smart guy. He's a great football player, and he's been around winning culture, so he knows what it looks like. He knows what it takes. I think guys respect Carson, and I think him coming into the facility, coming into the team, has been a pretty good adjustment. We treat him like family, like he's been there for years. And we expect the most out of him as he expects the most out of us. So I think together we'll be able to do great things.
Live from Radio Row, joined by Akeem Mezidor, defensive lineman for Miami. When I think of the U and defense, I think of badass mother bleeps. You know what I mean? Like, that's what Miami is known for. That's what the U is known for. And so with your group of guys now, how much do you guys think about, man, this is a team here that gets guys to the league almost every single year? We have to be some badass bleeps, because look at the past. Look at the history of this team.
I've emphasized to our guys that this is a one-in-a-lifetime group that we have, and we have to take advantage of every opportunity we get. So we just got to dominate. We got to work hard. We got to do everything we can in order to get the most out of the group that we have right now, because there's only one 2025 Miami Hurricanes. So we got to take advantage of this team.
Can you tell me a little bit about Coach Cristobal? What's his special sauce? What's his secret recipe to being a great coach?
He does not stop working. Day and night, Coach Cristobal works. And we get the most out of him, and he makes the coaches just great. He makes the players great. He forces everybody to just be their best and just get the most out of us.
So who did you look up to growing up? Were there a few NFL players that really stood out to you, mentored you, or anything like that?
Well, when I started playing football in 2009, I didn't know anything about it. I was only 8 years old. But a guy who I loved growing up was Troy Polamalu, because I'm a Steelers fan. So that's a guy who I just watched since I started playing football to when he retired, and a guy I look up to.
I love Troy Polamalu. I mean, just one of the greats for a long time in the NFL. How about defensive linemen that have inspired you in the past?
So I've started playing D-line only my junior year of high school. So since then, some D-linemen I like to watch is T.J. Watt, obviously, because he's on my team. But also guys like Cam Jordan, bigger defensive ends who work. I love Trey Hendrickson, guys like that.
How difficult is it to keep an eye on the running back, keep an eye on the quarterback, follow the ball with, I feel like every single year, some of these play action schemes, guys in motion, they get even more complicated for guys on the defensive line. How do you focus on that?
Well, you just do your job and everything will fall into place. Coach JT always says, see a little, see a lot, see nothing. So just focus on your key and just focus just step by step on what your keys are, and everything will be all right.
Can you go through that again? I mean, that was really good. Slowly for me, because I was a little over my head.
You see a little, you'll see a lot. You focus on one thing, you focus on the main thing, everything will fall into place. If you try to look at too much, then the play will just go by you. You won't see it.
Joined by Akeem Mezidor here from Miami, live from Radio Row at ACC Kickoff. I want to talk about the conference as a whole for a second here, because now that there's 12-team college football playoffs, it feels like the expectations is, this league's got to get two teams in. You know, there's a P4 for a reason. The ACC is in it. And so when you're in this conference here, do you feel like this conference has a national champion in it?
Of course. Of course, I do. We're a dominant conference, and we have just a bunch of ball players. We got a bunch of teams that are great, and we expect the expectations to have ACC teams in that playoff, in that playoff picture. And I think that is going to happen.
Outside of football, what do you enjoy about Miami, the campus, the U, the history?
I love, you know, Miami is Miami. It has its own, it speaks for itself. But me, I like fishing.
I picked up
fishing lately, and I love it. You can just park on the side of the road, go walk straight to the canal, and just throw the pole in the water.
What's the biggest thing you've caught?
I've caught a carp. It was probably 30 pounds. It was huge. Ooh. It was huge.
Do you fish with some of your teammates?
Yeah, I go with one of our D linemen, Artavius Jones.
That's awesome, man. That sounds like good bonding. Well, I really appreciate the time. Good luck this season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.